From beautiful music to soothing soundtracks to magical pop, it's time to chill out in the stressful 2020s. It's not your grandfather's easy listening show. It's Gentle on My Mind with the mighty mellow DJ Fred from Radio Thrift Shop.
Keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee, la-di-da-di-da.
The Charleston was once the rage.
History has turned the page.
The miniskirts, the curve.
The teeny boppers are new barkina.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee. La-di-da-di-da.
The grocery store. Supermarket,
little girls still break their hearts.
The men still keep on marching off to war.
Electrically, they keep the baseball score.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-dee-da-dee-dee. La-dee-da-dee-da.
Chasing girls to get a kiss.
Cars keep going faster all the time.
Bums still cry. Say, buddy, have you got a dime?
The beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding rhythm.
The Alan Copeland Singers with Baroque Anova, and before that, the Anita Kerr Singers with The Beat Goes On, and we started off with Alan Lorber and Up, Up and Away. Well, this is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You're tuned to my relatively new show, Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. This week on Gentle on My Mind, I'm going to feature some music by British musician and arranger Mike Sams, and some music that was found in his apartment upon his passing away in the 1990s. It was in a box simply marked Youth Film. This is definitely a soundtrack, but the film has not been found.
Thank you.
album Music for Biscuits, Lost Advertising and Rare Film Sounds by Mike Sams and the Mike Sams Singers, released in the UK on Trunk Records. That was the soundtrack to a mysterious unknown film called Youth.
Why do birds sing so gay?
This is Bird Note. Why do birds sing? I wonder about this every spring, especially when I hear a black-headed grosbeak scat singing. The question has been around a long time, and many have taken a crack at it. Ancient philosophers, romantic poets, Charles Darwin, even Frankie Lyman and the teenagers. We can narrow the question a bit. What is it about spring that incites birds to sing? Frankie Lyman was on the right track. Modern science still ties spring birdsong to the romantic urge. Longer hours of light in spring stimulate a male bird's hormones, in turn inciting it to sing. And singing attracts females. Here's what some of the lucky female birds get to hear. Thanks for listening to Bird Note. I'm Michael Stein. Every Friday, Bird Note email subscribers enjoy the most colorful message they'll get all week, with beautiful photos, links to upcoming episodes, and info on special features. Sign up for our newsletter this week at birdnote.org.
Beautiful jazz harpist David Snell with the Crab Apple Jam. Well, this is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You're listening to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back. I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. It's Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience, and it's time for the Mancini Moment.
Thank you.
Robin Jones Quintet with Arubu, and before that, the Mancini Moment, the theme from Breakfast at Tiffany's. Well, I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You're listening to Gentle on My Mind, and it's time for Bird Note.
This is Bird Note. Mother Goose sounds old-fashioned, so let's bring her story up to date. Everyone knows Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty. They're Disney stories, right? Not exactly. 3 centuries before they helped make Disney famous, they were among the original Mother Goose tales. And hundreds of classic nursery rhymes, like Three Blind Mice and Humpty Dumpty, were also first gathered under Mother Goose's wing. Such stories and rhymes were long part of Europe's oral folklore. The stories were first published in France in 1697. As Tales of My Mother Goose. The book appeared in English soon after. Just who or what was Mother Goose? The name originates in an old French euphemism. Stories told by elder women were called Tales Told by Mother Goose. Mother Goose was sometimes illustrated as an old country woman wearing a tall hat and riding on the back of a goose, or sometimes as just a big motherly goose wearing reading glasses and a bonnet. A friendly figure children could trust.
There's something timeless about big feathery friends for children, even today. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein.
Support for BirdNote comes from Seattle's Portage Bay Cafe and Catering, serving local organic food as part of their commitment to the environment. Info at portagebaycafe.com.
You're listening to the best of non-commercial radio, gentle on my mind, an easy listening experience, and it's time for a set I call the Betamax Spin, some soundtrack music.
Thank you.
From the film Mononcle, we heard two tunes, Adieu Mario and the title track. And we started off the Betamax bin set with Elaine Romans and How is the Weather in Paris from Monsieur Hulot's Holiday.
Thank you.
Extended version of The Stories with Brother Louie, and before that, Stereolab and Miss Modular. And that's going to do it for Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. Remember, be gentle with yourself, be gentle of spirit, and be gentle on your mind. Thanks for listening. Thank you.